Hello, and welcome to the latest audio insight from the Inspired Minds newsletter at hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge, and today I'm going to talk about how an excellent quality or skill can be transmitted in part from one person to another, and how you can use hypnosis to learn excellence from another person. Who we associate with profoundly affects who we are, but how we use that association will also make a difference. What do I mean? Well, firstly, think about this. Do you live and work surrounded by a certain type of person? And if so, what type is that? Are many of the people you're surrounded by upbeat or open-minded? Decent? Bright? Are they energetic? Researchers have found that if we're subliminally exposed to lots of words that denote a particular quality, for example, frailty or confidence, then we're more likely to act more frail or confident because of the unconscious impact the words have on us. Research has also shown that people's intelligence ratings go up after being exposed to pictures of brainy-looking professor types, but strangely, IQ scores go down after seeing a picture of a one-off type genius, like the archetypal genius Albert Einstein. This is probably because we're more likely to be influenced by a group or a type than by an extreme one-off outlier. We often assume when we see someone who's absolutely top-notch excellent at what they do that I could never be like that. Although this is understandable, we shouldn't take it as an immutable fact. In many instances, with dedication and focus, extreme talent can be picked up if we go about it in the right way. As long as the quality we're after isn't one that's purely genetically determined, such as height, then we can actually learn a lot from the so-called one-off genius. We may even pick up some of that genius. In times gone by, the apprentice system was very popular. A young person would live and work with an older expert in the craft or skill they were to learn. This expert would be a master builder, master painter, or master whatever it was. That young person would study not just the skill being transmitted, but the master himself, and it usually was a man in the old days. They would study the way the master moved, spoke, and conducted himself. Not just what he did, but how he was. You might say that in this way, the skill was transmitted almost through osmosis from master to apprentice. The whole attitude and approach to a skill is absorbed, as well as the technical skill itself. Some research with sports teams who were temporarily playing below par found that when they were shown video of themselves from times when they'd been playing really well, and were asked to adopt the same body postures, facial expressions, and manners they could see in the video, they were easily able to return to their previous form. So if we put these ideas together, we can see that focusing on someone who is excellent in their field is an excellent way to begin your own journey to excellence. First, you need to decide that you can, in fact, absorb some of their excellence, and that you will, as well as studying their skill, observe and copy how they go about it, their attitudes, posture, facial expressions, and their whole demeanour as associated with their excellence. This doesn't mean just mimicking them and always doing things their way. It does mean that, for a while, the outward aspects of their behaviour can act as a kind of scaffolding while your own excellence is building underneath. Later, when you've become as good as them, or, who knows, even better, you can bring your own uniqueness to it. When I was learning public speaking, I would spend hours watching great and compelling presenters, the way they walked, the way they held themselves. I'd listen to how they spoke and even watch how they behaved before and after speaking. I'd practice walking, moving, and speaking just as they did. It was as if, for a while, I saw through their eyes and walked in their shoes. This mimicry provided a strong, supportive scaffolding, protecting my own growing skill in delivering information to big crowds confidently and eloquently. This is a subtle process. It's almost as if we're looking to pick up an indefinable essence and allow the excellence to rub off on us. Hypnosis can speed up this process. Using hypnosis effectively means you can observe the person in your mind even when you're not with them. Even more importantly, you can hypnotically experience through your imagination actually being them for a while. In this way, shy people can borrow the perception of the superconfident. So soccer players can, for a while, inhabit the reality of the top stars. And we can get the sense of what it's like to be someone who we know to be great at studying or organization or making people laugh. If we can hypnotically experience situations through their eyes, then we can't help but pick up some of these excellent traits ourselves. If empathy is putting yourself in the place of people who are experiencing problems, then this kind of hypnotic apprenticeship helps you develop a sense of inhabiting an excellent quality, and therefore greatly improving your chances of actually developing it, as well as speeding the process of learning. We can use what we might call the mechanics of empathy to help us walk in the shoes of people who do stuff extremely well. So how would you do this hypnotically? Well, step one would be to decide what quality you admire and who best demonstrates it. It might not even be someone you know personally, but someone you see in the media. After studying this person and thinking about how they walk, talk, look, and communicate, close your eyes and practice some self-hypnosis. If you're not sure how to do this, then take the Learn Hypnosis in 5 Days course at hypnosisdownloads.com, which is free. Think of the skill they possess in abundance, whether that's confidence, musical ability, or whatever. Now, in your mind's eye, watch them exercising their talent. Get a real sense of how they move, talk, or just a feeling of their whole attitude and demeanor. Next, strongly envisage floating into them as if you're merging with them and seeing through their eyes and experience what it's like to play or whatever they're doing with such excellence. One guy I know felt he was missing out in life because he didn't feel confident enough. He considered a number of candidates for the role of confidence genius and finally picked on an older colleague he knew at work, a man who had many years of experience and a great way with people, whether in small groups or large meetings. He had, of course, often seen this man in action and knew him well enough to have a sense of his personal character and take on life. He set about imagining standing, sitting, walking, talking, looking, and generally being like this confidence genius in the sorts of situations where he felt he needed more confidence himself. And lo and behold, he started to inhabit that confidence for real. If others can do it, so can you. I hope you found these ideas about learning excellence interesting and useful. This audio insight has been brought to you by Uncommon Knowledge. All our audio insights are archived in the Growth Zone members section on hypnosisdownloads.com. And if you'd like to train with us, you can do so online from anywhere in the world. Just go to www.unk.com and follow the training links. My name's Roger Elliott, co-founder of Hypnosis Downloads. Thank you very much for listening.